This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Exhausted holiday travelers are struggling through another day of airline delays and cancellations. Thousands of cancellations this morning alone, most Southwest Airlines flights, after brutal weather racked the country. The AP's Julie Walker.
Some Southwest customers sleeping in airports, others taking rental cars, buses, and rebooking.
We just decided to buy tickets on American. We paid $1,400.
Danielle Zanin spent 4 days getting home to Illinois from Albuquerque with her husband and two young children.
No. I have to explain why we're missing Christmas and what's happening with Santa and presents.
Southwest CEO Bob Jordan.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway.
But Zanin vows,
I will probably never get on another flight with them.
Southwest saying they'll reimburse customers for expenses. I'm Julie Walker.
In Buffalo, New York, where they got feet of snow, Mayor Byron Brown is asking drivers not to get out on the roads, though the driving ban was due to expire overnight last night.
I'm asking people to still be cautious, and if you don't need to drive, please don't.
And now from the National Weather Service, word of what it calls a parade of storms that will hit the West beginning today and last into the new year. High winds, heavy rain and flooding, and heavy snow in some areas. States that could see some fierce weather include California, Nevada, Oregon, Idaho, and Washington State. He's due to be sworn in on Tuesday, but Congressman-elect George Santos, a New York Republican, is now under investigation by the Nassau County DA's office after he lied about his background during his campaign. He admits lying but shows no sign he'll step aside. Russia's continuing to target critical infrastructure in Ukraine, a massive missile attack this morning on several regions of Ukraine. This is AP News. A high-profile member of Congress says he has cancer. Serious, he says, but curable. The AP's Ben Thomas has the latest.
A prominent member of Congress says he's been diagnosed with lymphoma. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin is in line to be the top Democrat on the House Oversight and Reform Committee in the next Congress. He's played a leading role as House Democrats twice impeached then-President Trump, and later on the House January 6th committee, investigating Trump's role in the Capitol insurrection. Raskin says he has a type of lymphoma that is a serious but curable form of cancer, and he's beginning several months of outpatient treatment at a Washington-area hospital. He says he expects to be able to work through it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A man suspected of several killings in Northern California has been charged in four more killings. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.